Final score tonight from UConn. Merrimack wins 5-2 on the road here, and Scott Borick is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. Scott, back-to-back wins here, so you get 6 points in Hockey East play. Best weekend of the season for your team so far?
Yeah, by far. I mean, I just thought to get to this point after last weekend was really positive. You know, we got beat up a little bit last weekend and showed some great resiliency this week in practice, and we got rewarded for it. And I think when you come off a weekend like last weekend, there's two ways it can go. And it could go really badly, or it could go like it did for us. And I thought our guys' effort and their attention to detail was exceptional. And that's a good UConn team. We were fortunate, but we're going to take it.
You guys didn't trail at any point on the weekend, and tonight's game here on the road seemed like it came out. First two periods in particular played in strong road periods, you know, in pretty good control of the game, I thought. Didn't allow a lot of good scoring chances.
Yeah, I really liked our first two periods. I just think in the third period what you saw was a desperate team in UConn and a young team trying to learn how to win, you know, and finish games. And we made some mistakes in the first 10 minutes that gave them transition offense. The game became a little bit of a track meet, which is not what we want to play. But after that, I thought, you know, we spent some time in our own end, but we're good in our own end. And I was very comfortable with that, you know. Sometimes we're better in our own end than we are at the offensive blue line. So that was good. I thought our guys worked through those situations pretty well.
Yeah, four goals in the first two periods, but I thought more impressive than that was the way that you guys played in your own end. I know you guys wanted to tighten things up, especially after last weekend, and you really did that.
Yeah, no, I thought our guy, you know, first of all, both of our goalies played very well this weekend, so they gave us a chance. But also, I thought our guys worked really hard and got to structure quickly and then played through it. And whenever a team's in their structure playing hard, you know, in any team in this league, they're tough to score against, tough to get inside on. And fortunately, this weekend, a lot of times that was us, which was really positive.
And one guy I think maybe hasn't gotten enough attention so far, Josef Misak, the way he's been playing for you guys on defense in particular. I know he had that tough play in the first period, but other than that, I mean, it seemed like a lot of times he was where he needed to be. He, you know, had a stick or a leg or something in the way and was able to kind of calm things down out there on defense.
He's so competitive, you know. He's an elite competitor, so even if something bad does happen to him, he usually recovers. He's a really good player. He's been great for us since he got here. Even in the summer, he was great. I think that what you saw tonight was, you know, we only had three of our fifth-year guys here, but they all played really important roles this weekend, and he played particularly important on the back end.
Another thing I thought, you know, again, watching you guys today, puck support, maybe really all weekend in terms of, you know, there always seemed to be somebody there, you know, wherever the puck was, you know, a guy to help out somebody else.
Yeah, no, I think we got our second guy to the puck much quicker than we have to date. I think we kind of play a little bit more, and reckless isn't the right word, but with a little bit more of a attack mentality than we had up until this point. I think we had played in our heels up at Maine to some extent. Until the first period of the second night, I thought we played really well, but we were on our heels much of that game. And I thought we played in our toes most, probably five periods of this weekend, except for the third period today. But it was a unique situation for our team, and we just had to play through it.
You had a lot of guys that, you know, we talked before, have had to learn how to play together, I guess, really. You know, maybe is that something where maybe that ability to provide that puck support is something that's developing here?
I think so, and I think we've finally kind of settled into some lines. This group has been able to stay healthy. Knock on wood, we'll still have that feeling when we get home tonight. I think it's like they played the same two lines played together, you know, today and last night. With the same two lines played together last Friday, pretty much all except for one player on Saturday. So they're starting to get some chemistry, which is really good to see, and know where each other's going to be a little bit more, which is a really big positive for us.
I know that winning the battles around the neck front is really important, obviously, you know, at this level, but seemed like you guys did as good of a job this weekend at that as you have done all season, certainly probably the best in that regard. But a good example, I would say, you know, the first goal, right? David Sacco, again, a guy who's been playing well, got rewarded with a goal last night, got rewarded with another one here tonight by going hard to the net.
You know, the puck's always going to end up there if you're going to be a goal scorer. And David took it really hard to that last night, and he did it again tonight. And, you know, when you're doing that, it backs the goalie. He puts the goalie on his heels, so he's in the crease, and you have such a much bigger scoring window. And so it was really positive to see. And he's got rewarded, and that's really well-deserved because he's worked really hard.
Now, the guy who's played well and maybe got rewarded finally tonight, Zach Bookman, with the goal that was scored off the face-off there, face-off win by Kalen Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I know. It was a big play by him, too. You know, he got to the middle of the rink. We had a really good net front screen. He made a good play, you know, a good shot. He knew where he was putting the puck. So That was a huge goal for us, too, at that time. It really kind of opened it up a little bit, which was a real positive.
Speaking of Fitzpatrick, goal and assist tonight. Had a few guys, had him, though, as the warrior of the game, and he scores that goal on the power play. Nice one-timer. That's a goal scored. It's a goal right there.
Yeah, really important. You know, it was on the power play. We've been struggling a little bit on that. But that gives you confidence whenever you score on it. And he almost scored last night from that spot. Getting it tonight is big for him and obviously for our team.
Ethan Bono, another guy who's been going to the net hard and gets rewarded with another goal there. A big goal there because it bounced back goal after they had scored.
100%. You know, I'm really happy for him. Last night in the middle of the game, we moved him to wing just because I didn't think he had the legs, and maybe by putting him on the wing, it might get him going. And since that move, he's, you know, scored three goals, and he went back to the middle today, but played with a little more confidence, and that's a good thing to see.
Speaking of Fitzpatrick, we said, you know, what are the things that you see out of him, you know, as again, just his first year, but as he's coming along here, the things that he's doing well?
His effort is just always extreme, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's a game or practice. He just plays the game the right way, with and without the puck, practice or game, first period or third period. Very repeatable habits that make him successful. And, you know, I think guys around him are starting to see that and hopefully hooking onto that wagon.
And again, you know, you talked about the goaltending. Last night it was Max Lundgren. Tonight it was Nils Wahlstrom. Seemed like both guys were very calm out there, gave you guys confidence in the way that he played. And, you know, especially in that first period, Wahlstrom didn't have to face a lot of shots, but he faced a couple of good ones and had to stop them.
Yeah, sometimes that's the hardest period to play, right? And he hasn't played a lot of hockey. He's been out so much this year with his injury. But it was really good to see him get through that. And then I thought he played really big in the third.
I was wondering what you were going to do today. I mean, like I said, Lundgren played well yesterday. You wanted to get Wahlstrom a chance to back in there. How did you make that decision today?
You know, as you know, I like to split the goalies. But I thought it was an advantage for us. You know, Max played last night. The turnaround was very quick. It was like 14 hours. And I thought it made sense to give Nils a good goalie. It made sense to give him a chance. Ryan Kyes is a good goalie. He could have played either one of them. But I just thought Nils would give us the best chance to be successful tonight. And you know, it was not his turn because we haven't gotten to that point yet, but it was certainly an opportunity for him to, you know, contribute, and it made sense because Max had just played 14 hours ago.
And then in terms of what the chance that they had, they pulled a goalie pretty early, as you'd expect, with a couple of, you know, down by a couple of goals. I don't think you allowed a shot there. And then, you know, besides the defensive play, the goal by Cranston on the empty net goal, it made good defensive play to start that off.
Well, it was great. We could breathe for the first time in the third period, but really good defensive 5-on-6 for us. I thought we worked really hard. I thought we had really a lot of confidence and closing on people. We blocked a lot of shots. I think our guys played it with a lot of confidence. And that's the key when you're a 5-on-6. If you play it with confidence, it's hard to make two or three plays, even 6-on-5, when the other team's working really hard in a very set structure. And I thought our team did a really good job of locking in on that.
All right, thanks, Bill. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win, and Tuesday night, Stonehill down at Warrior Arena. Best of luck then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.